Page 36. Read. Exercise 2B.
Help! I'm out of ideas. I'm taking a creative writing course and have a terrible case of writer's block. I read that novelist Brad Meltzer takes showers to boost his creativity. It's purported to work for a few reasons. The unconscious mind takes over and starts making lots of connections between ideas. The brain produces more dopamine, a chemical brain cells use to send signals to each other, and the focus of the mind turns inward in the shower, allowing it to wander and, ideally, discover some great insights. So far, unfortunately, it hasn't helped. What other advice do famous people have for jump-starting creativity?
Why not stand on your head? That's what Igor Stravinsky, the famous composer, used to do. He said he felt rested and clear-headed afterward. As a yoga teacher, I can tell you that yoga boosts creativity in various ways. For example, the headstand pose causes the brain to absorb more oxygen, which I think must amplify creativity. However, that's an advanced pose. Why not just try some yoga breathing? It increases the production of alpha brainwaves, which are associated with creativity. Or you can give yoga meditation a try. It increases activity in the frontal lobe of the brain, which is also linked to creativity.
Try keeping a notebook. Great ideas enter and leave our heads all day, but if we don't record them, some can be lost forever. Here's an idea I got from Richard Branson, the British entrepreneur. Keep a notebook with you wherever you go, and write down all your ideas as soon as you think of them, even ones that seem incomplete or inconsequential. So don't judge them. You can cross out the bad ones later. Just record them whenever and wherever they occur to you, even in the shower. Did you know they sell waterproof notebooks for that?
Dress for creativity. What you wear matters. For example, psychologist Abraham Rutchick found that wearing formal clothes improved individuals' scores on tests of abstract thinking, which researchers believe enhances creative problem solving. And here's an unscientific idea. Some people find wearing different hats inspires different types of moods. Oh, and my favorite author, Jonathan Franzen, sometimes wears earplugs, earmuffs, and a blindfold while he writes to help him focus. Would that work for you?
Creativity on the threshold of sleep. The mind makes more connections between ideas when you're neither fully awake nor fully asleep, in the so-called hypnagogic state. The famous Spanish painter Salvador Dali used to spend his afternoons sitting in a chair with a key between his thumb and finger over a plate. When he began to drift off, the key would drop onto the plate and wake him. Many of his paintings are inspired by ideas that came to him during these short naps. The inventor Thomas Edison also sought new ideas in the hypnagogic state. He would hold metal balls as he dozed in his armchair until they clattered onto the floor. Whichever method you use, be ready to write down your creative ideas when you open your eyes. Good luck!